Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to address the 72nd session of the United Nations General Assembly on behalf of His Excellency Philippe Jacinto Nhous, President of the Republic of Mozambique, who could not attend this August gathering due to other commitments at home. Therefore, allow me to start by conveying President Nhous's good wishes for a successful session of this highest forum of global political and diplomatic dialogue. I would like to seize this opportunity to join the speakers before me in congratulating His Excellency Miroslav Lajcak for his unanimous election to preside over the 72nd session of the United Nations General Assembly. I assure you, Mr. President, of the full commitment of Mozambique to contribute towards the realization of the goals we have all envisaged in this important session. We trust that your crafted leadership and diplomatic experience will add value to our endeavors and contribute for the success of our work in this session. I equally congratulate your predecessor, His Excellency Peter Thompson of Fiji, for his stewardship and commitment to fulfill the agenda of last sessions of the General Assembly. A special word of appreciation goes to His Excellency Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, for his vision and leadership displayed in this first year in office. We believe that he is steering our organization into the right path to enhance its efficiency and effectiveness as it serves us member states in our quest to deliver on the ambitious goals we have set for our peoples. Only a strong and vibrant UN system can ensure that the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and its goals will deliver societies that are more inclusive, peaceful, and prosperous without compromising on the very existence of our planet. Mr. President, 2 years after we pledged our commitment to sustainable development goals, the world is confronted with multiple and complex challenges that threaten to constrain the gains we have made in fostering global peace and stability, stall and reverse the advances made in fostering social and economic well-being of our peoples, and cause irreversible damages to our planet. Therefore, welcome the theme chosen for this session by President of the General Assembly, focusing on people fighting for peace and a decent life for all on a sustainable planet. As it allows this august body to timely reflect on how best to address the challenges before us. This reflection at a multilateral forum like the General Assembly is essential if we are to coordinate and consolidate our approaches as we strive individually and collectively to deliver on the 2030 agenda. The renewed focus on people should serve as a universal impetus of all the development actors to translate into practice actions that promote peace and the well-being of the entire humanity. It is worth recalling that our resolve is to make the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development a framework that brings together the collective will to transform people's lives in a sustainable way by lifting them from poverty and promoting human dignity without neglecting peace as a critical factor for the attainment of sustainable development based on the interplay of the economic, social, and environmental pillars. As we strive to accomplish these goals, we are challenged to find ways and means to honor the commitments undertaken in the Addis Ababa Agenda for Development Financing, in the Sendai Framework on Disaster Risk Reduction, in the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. Only joint and complementary efforts in these three domains will enable us to build the necessary resilience at national, regional, and international levels commensurate to the challenges before us and in line with our aspiration of leaving no country behind. Mr. President, the experiences we gained and the challenges we faced in the implementation of other globally agreed development goals in the past underline the need for a greater commitment of our development partners to scale up and honor their assistance and for funding pledges made for climate resilience, mitigation, and adaptation, as well as for disaster prevention efforts in developing countries. This support is of paramount importance to mitigate the effects of climate variability, whose devastating effects have been laid bare in several member states of this august body in the last 2 months. Furthermore, it also made clear that a robust and efficient UN system, as well as a steady partnership between the organization and the regional bodies, can play a catalytic catalytic role in accelerating national development and strengthening democratic political systems and institutions that can lead to more inclusive and hence peaceful societies. In this vein, we support the ongoing efforts to reform and reposition the UN development system undertaken by the Secretary General in order to make it more responsive to the development needs of its members. Mr. President, the overwhelming challenges of our times require bold and determined political will to yield the results we seek. Mozambique reaffirms its unequivocal commitment to the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, since focusing on people has always been at the core of Mozambique's national development agenda. Therefore, we have aligned our national development agenda to include the three dimensions of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development as reflected in the five pillars of the national five-year plan, namely consolidating national unity, peace and sovereignty, developing human and social capital, promoting employment, productivity and competitiveness, developing economies and social infrastructures, and ensuring sustainable and transparent management of natural resources and the environment. Mozambique has created a multi-stakeholder national reference group which encompasses government, civil society, private sector, and international cooperating partners for the management of the SDGs and is promoting capacity building for its implementation, monitoring, and evaluation. In the effort to consolidate national unity, peace, and sovereignty, our focus on people leads us to strive to ensure that lasting peace and stability is a reality to all Mozambicans. Thus, durable stability is a peace and stability ranks as an overarching priority in our national agenda, as it is a crucial factor for the development and for the promotion of lasting human security in its broadest sense. Therefore, the government of Mozambique, under the leadership of His Excellency President Filipe Nyusi, strive for an inclusive dialogue with all political actors and the civil society through both formal and informal mechanisms, including the parliament. This inclusive approach is also used to engage Mozambicans in the conceptualization and implementation of the national development agenda. In addition, our focus on people also envisages not to leave anyone behind, one of the guiding precepts of our universal agenda. Therefore, particular attention is given to policies and strategies aimed at the protection and the full enjoyment of human rights, the promotion of gender equality and equity, as well as the empowerment of women and youth who constitute the majority of our people. Mr. President, Mozambique believes that our focus on people, peace, decent life, and sustainable planet also requires a regional dimension, particularly in the context of a globalized world. Hence, we're encouraged by the contributions that regional and international multilateral mechanisms have had to prevent and manage conflicts and to promote peace and stability, in particular those under the Southern African Development Community, the African Union, and the community of Portuguese-speaking countries to which we are proud to belong. We believe that mechanisms that promote peace and prosperity should also constitute a strong platform of actions aimed at fostering dialogue among civilizations, an unquestionable tool in the promotion of a culture of tolerance, peaceful coexistence, and sustainable world. We pledge to continue to play our role in these endeavors. Mr. President, our resolve to focus on people entails that we address with a sense of urgency the root causes of the increases on unregulated migration and massive flows of refugees, two dimensions of the human crisis that we are confronted with in modern times. This regrettable reality is in great part a consequence of succession of unresolved crises or poorly settled conflict situations in relation to which the international community bears a responsibility. In this connection, we risk achieving an ineffective and fragile peace if the international community remains focused on short-term and ad hoc measures which leave scope for the recurrence of the same intractable problems at a later stage. The international community should come together to redouble efforts and to build consensus to prevent the senseless loss of life. We need to adopt measures to reduce people's vulnerabilities, complemented by actions that address the complex and structural causes of these mass movements, such as conflicts and political, social, and economic exclusion. Focus on people on a sustainable planet also requires an urgent attention to climate change. Today, more than ever before, the challenges posed by the adverse impact of climate change are noticeable. Every day, we are confronted by the destructive impact of climate change, challenging those who continue to harbor doubts about the effects of human activities on the environment and on the climate. The recent devastating effects of the hurricanes, the mudslides, the earthquakes that affected millions of people in the Caribbean region, the United States of America, Sierra Leone, and Mexico are a vivid reminder of the scale of natural disaster threats we face. I would like to seize this opportunity to convey to the affected people and countries a message of solidarity and sympathy on behalf of the people and the government of Mozambique. The great human losses and the destruction of infrastructure as a result of the scale and ferocity of these storms prove once again that beyond our conviction, we need to reflect and to act as a common front to face the menaces arising from climate change. To this end, we reaffirm the importance of the Paris Agreement on Climate Change as an instrument to strengthen the much-needed partnerships for adaptation and mitigation measures. Mr. President, the positive dynamics generated by the major development commitments made by the international community in 2015 have been overshadowed by the worrying signs of the eruption of political instability, the prevailing inter and intrastate conflict, particularly in Africa, the Middle East, the rising tensions in the Korean Peninsula, as well as by the recurrence of acts of terrorism and violent extremism. These challenges to peace and stability threaten to reverse the development gains registered over the recent decades and to hinder our development efforts as we chart the way forward. Therefore, it's our hope that the ongoing peace initiatives, as well as the measures to curb the recruitment and finance of terrorist groups, result in opportunities to further promote peace and development, as well as to strengthen human rights and to build more inclusive societies. Only through constructive dialogue and peaceful means and solutions, we can secure durable peace and stability in our world. To this endeavor, we would like to emphasize the importance of strong democratic institutions at national level, the impact of regional cooperation, and the role of the United Nations. Mr. President, as we gathered in this great hall, the world is once again facing the threat of the dangers posed by the proliferation of nuclear weapons that have become the most dangerous existential threat that humanity faces in the 21st century. As a country with a constitution that values the principle of universal disarmament of all states and the negotiated solution to international conflicts, as well as the peaceful use of nuclear energy, Mozambique notes with great concern the escalation of tension and the risk of nuclear confrontation that is unfolding in the Korean Peninsula. The catastrophic impact of a nuclear conflict demands a more restrained approach based on dialogue, skillful diplomacy, and the political will to de-escalate and to fully comply with the relevant Security Council resolutions. More than anything else, the resolution signaled our collective disapproval of the course of events in that part of the world. The lack of progress in the decolonization of Western Sahara, the sole African country still to exercise the right to self-determination, continues to be a cause for grave concern to Mozambique. Regrettably, all the efforts deployed by the United Nations, the African Union, and other actors to bring about an acceptable settlement aiming to grant the people of Western Sahara their inalienable right to self-determination and the independence has not yielded results. We would like to seize this opportunity to call upon the Security Council, the General Assembly, and the international community to exercise their responsibility by implementing their own resolutions, particularly regarding the principle of self-determination and the right of freedom, as well as to support the African Union and its special envoy to Western Sahara, Mr. Joaquim Chissano, former president of Mozambique. The principle of self-determination and the right of freedom should also be a reality for the Palestinian people. To this end, it is imperative that the relevant UN Security Council resolutions are implemented. We believe that the solution relies on the two-state principle, Palestine and Israel, coexisting side by side in peace and security. Mozambique followed with great interest the efforts of Cuba and the United States of America to stabilize the diplomatic relations between these two neighboring countries, an important step towards the normalization of bilateral relations and to bring to an end the economic, commercial, and financial embargo imposed by the United States of America against Cuba. In this context, we note with concern the latest developments and appeal to the United States of America to put an end to the economic, commercial, and financial embargo, for it hinders the socioeconomic development of Cuba and the Cuban people. Therefore, Mozambique once again associates itself with the overwhelming majority of countries in this hall to demand the immediate termination of this unilateral coercive measure. Mr. President, we live in a world confronted by challenges that demand global responses. The relevance of the UN, the lodestar of multilateralism over the last 72 years of its existence, has always rested in its ability to reform and reinvent itself to respond more suitably to the challenges of a continuously changing world it serves. Therefore, Mozambique supports the Secretary General to pursue his effort to reform the United Nations system to make it fit for purpose, and commend his demonstrated desire to fully consult and seek consent of the UN membership at each stage of this process. In addition to the ongoing reforms, we also need to urgently accelerate the Security Council reform, another element that will contribute to reaffirm the role of the United Nations in the search for a sustainable solution for peace and security challenges facing the humanity. The difficulties stemming from the lack of consensus among members to initiate text-based negotiations to complete the reform of the Security Council constrain our ability to open a new window of opportunity that will enhance the credibility of the organ by making it more representative of the current reality. The Security Council is one of the fundamental pillars for the success of the implementation of 2030 Agenda for Development, for Sustainable Development. Mr. President, I would like to conclude by reiterating the unconditional commitment of the government of Mozambique to continue to engage in partnership with the United Nations and fellow member states in the search for sustainable solutions to the problems that affect humanity. History has shown us that humankind thrives best when we the peoples are able to share, collaborate, cooperate, dialogue, and care. The UN General Assembly will always be the platform where we come to recommit, to rededicate ourselves to the noble ideals on which this great organization was founded, to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war and to promote social progress and better standards of life in larger freedom. Let us all stay loyal to these lofty ideals enshrined in the UN Charter and work together to transform our world. I thank you very much for your kind attention.